President Bush met the press earlier today with the visiting Prime Minister of Australia, John Howard, at his side. But unsurprisingly, the first question disregarded trans-Pacific relations to instead focus on whether or not the president had selected a Supreme Court nominee.
Trying to figure out what else I can say that you didn't say yesterday that sounds profound to you without actually answering your question. As I say, I do have an obligation to think about people from different backgrounds, but who share the same philosophy. People who will not legislate from the bench. That's what I told the people when I ran for president. I want to be known as the kind of person who does what he says he's going to do, because I believe it's right. And so, I guess the best way to put it is I'll let you know when I'm ready to tell you who it is.
That was President Bush speaking earlier this afternoon, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Within minutes of those remarks, White House officials announced that the president will be ready at 9 o'clock tonight Eastern Time to announce his choice. Joining us now to preview that announcement is NPR legal correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thanks for being with us, Nina.
Thank you, Lynn.
So what might we expect to hear tonight, Nina?
Well, we really don't know. I mean, there's a huge buzz in Washington about who it might or might not be. The name we're hearing most often now is Edith Clement, who is a judge on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, who was appointed to that position 4 years ago by the president. Prior to that, was for about a decade, was a federal district court judge. But we have no assurances that it's her. I think when the president says it's my responsibility to look at people from different backgrounds, I think what he's saying to us, I think the translation of that is I very much want to name a woman or a minority to this position. But, you know, there are other people. The Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, is one who's prominently mentioned, perhaps less prominently mentioned, but it's come up repeatedly, is the former Deputy Attorney General, Larry Thompson, who's African-American. And there are some other women judges who were also mentioned, Edith Holland Jones, also on the Fifth Circuit, who was considered, ironically, by this president's father, and he picked instead David Souter.
Well, while we're in the realm of speculation, let's speculate on Edith Brown Clement. First of all, how did she emerge as the name that's being bandied about so much today here in Washington?
I'm not quite sure, except we do know she has been to the White House for an interview. Whether she was interviewed by the president or not, I don't know, and I have not heard. But a couple of weeks ago, she was here. I don't know if she has been called back or not. And she is, if you look at her record, she is as close as you can come to a stealth nominee who has a lot of conservative bona fides, so to speak. You know, she's a member of the Federalist Society, has been for a long time. The people that she associates with, the groups, are very conservative, sort of think tank-like groups. And one of her friends said to me today, well, I think, but I'm not sure, that she'd be closer to Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas than she would be to Justice O'Connor in her view. But her record as a Court of Appeals judge doesn't involve any of what we call the flashpoint issues, so you really can't tell. You can see that she has a very restricted view of what Congress can legislate, the way it can legislate, and but there's not a lot you can tell from the record so far, anyway.
Is this a nomination that would face a tough battle on the Hill?
You know, these things always have a life of their own, but she was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. One of the Louisiana senators is a fairly prominent Democratic moderate, Mary Landrieu, who supported her for the lower court, and that would be a big leg up, as it were, in winning confirmation. But as I said, these things have a life of their own. You never know what's going to come up, and I don't want to say that, I don't want listeners to think, well, gee, I just heard it's going to be Edith Brown Clement, because I don't know that.
Right. And actually, when we first heard the news that Justice O'Connor was stepping down, there weren't many, or were there any women's names on the shortlist at that time? And well, and if not, how has it sort of suddenly now emerged that perhaps we're focusing on it being a woman?
Well, I think the biggest clue was when Laura Bush said something. Yeah. And you have to assume that Laura Bush doesn't say something like that. Just sort of, it doesn't pop out of her mouth from nowhere. Although the president did seem certainly surprised when the press asked him about it. He seemed surprised that she'd said that. But all the names that were focused on at the time of the O'Connor retirement were names we'd all been focused on because we really expected the Chief Justice to retire, not Justice O'Connor. And women were really not mentioned much for that slot.
Yeah. Do you think that the president's selection process has been influenced by Chief Justice Rehnquist's announcement that he will stay on the bench as long as he can?
My surmise, and that's all it is that one of the things that has drawn this out a bit, because initially everybody at the White House for years in the White House has had a game plan. When we get a retirement, we make the announcement within 48 hours. We don't give the other side the chance to define our candidate, our appointee. But this time I think they really thought they might have two and that they could have sort of a balanced ticket and that they were waiting to see what the Chief Justice was going to do. And once he said that he was not stepping down immediately, they knew they had to go ahead and do something now for the vacancy they had.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Nina.
My pleasure.
Nina Totenberg is NPR's legal correspondent. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.